Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Engineers have always had to plan around the fact that materials suffer a decrease in strength with repeated use. But Rafael Verduzco, the Lewis Owen Assistant Professor of Chemical and Biomedical Engineering at Rice University, explains a new material is set to reverse that equation.
Biological tissues are remarkable because they become stronger when you stretch, compress, and deform them. For example, muscles increase in strength when we lift weights, and bones become much tougher when supporting weight. We see the opposite behavior in man-made materials, most of which become weaker and eventually fail. Think of a rubber band that snaps when you pull it too far, or a concrete structure that breaks down over time. Recently, engineers found a new type of elastic material, or elastomer, that can actually become stronger when stretched. Similar to biological tissue, the elastomer only becomes stronger when it is stretched or compressed repeatedly. One sample studied doubled in stiffness after 600,000 cycles of compression over the course of 16 hours. The engineers termed this phenomenon self-stiffening, since the material becomes tougher by itself when stretched or pressed. Rubber bands or elastomers are made up of tiny spring-like molecules known as polymers, and when we stretch a rubber band, we are literally stretching and deforming these individual molecules. What's unique about self-stiffening elastomers is that they contain liquid crystals, the same molecules used in flat panel displays. It may sound strange to add liquid crystals to rubber bands, but there's good reason to do so. Liquid crystals interact with light in useful ways, and they're very sensitive to electricity and temperature changes. By adding liquid crystals to elastomers, engineers found that the spring-like molecules were now like magnets that went to line up in the same direction. By repeatedly compressing the material, the molecules fall into place and end up pointing in the same direction, making the elastomer much stronger. What's more, the stiffening effect can be erased by simply heating the material. With these self-stiffening elastomers, engineers are now closer to biomimetic materials that can get stronger with time, like the bones and muscles in our bodies.
That was Rafael Verduzco of Rice University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College.